You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. You are now tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts. We are the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I got it backwards, but that's okay. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, and Wall Street Matt Modica, I am Greg Sussman. Welcome inside Studio 34 as we prepare you for week number 15. What's going on, Corey?
Doing well, starting to get some butterflies as we get 24 hours. Yeah, I'm getting closer to game time, you feel what I'm saying? So, obviously, these weeks are more important than the rest of the weeks of the season. Single elimination time right now, so hopefully we can get everybody across the hump. I don't want no team snatch from me. I'm here to snatch teams.
I love it. I love it. How you feeling?
You should be snatching
teams, too. How those butterflies feeling?
I'm feeling strong today, actually. Yesterday, I wasn't feeling so strong. Today, I'm bigger, better, faster.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday was a tough one. Yeah.
I will say, shout out to Aleve. After I popped those three Aleves, I was feeling much better.
Shout out to Shake Shack as well.
Yes. And our good friends at HelloFresh.
Shout out to Coors Light.
That's what made you feel better yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, God. I hated a dog.
Well, there you go. Hey,
no, but
are you here for judging me, Greg? Are you judging me?
I am not a judge, sir.
Thank you.
I am not a judge.
I had so many ways to go there. I'm going
to go.
But, look, I don't care how good your team is.
Yeah.
You know, I have a team in my Staten Island home that dominated the whole year. 7 weeks, we won the high score. I mean, we pretty much, in a half-point PPR, we're putting up 130 points or more every single week. And I have butterflies, because 1 week. And they even lost Carson Wentz, which is a help to us. Really hurts my primetime team, unfortunately. But I am taking nothing for granted. You know, you don't know who's going to be this week's, you know, star and stuff like that. And fantasy football is very fickle.
Absolutely true. Even if you have a big lead on your opponent,
always projection happens in week 15.
Listen, I'll tell you. On Thursday Night Football last week, I came in here on Friday after 27.5 points from Michael Thomas against the King. I felt incredible. We scored 160 plus points and lost. So there is no overconfidence. There is no just sitting on your laurels and just resting. Every day, you got to pay attention.
No doubt about it. Every single day, you got to get out there. You got to make these right decisions. If you're lucky, if you still got a waiver wire that run, so you can go in there and mix and match a piece of together. In situations I'm in, waiver wires are closed up, so got to go with what I got to go with. Listen, all we could do is throw them out there.
I mean, my advice for this weekend, trust the process. We're all going to have difficult decisions, and not all of them are going to work out. But you got to go if there's people you like to listen to and their points of views, take it in. Ultimately, it's your decision.
100%. It's always your call. Go with your gut. That's why Matt says, a lot of times, Matt Modica will give you the logical answer. And he's like, I'm not going to do it because I'm an idiot. I'm going to go with my gut. But I'm telling you what's logical and what you should do. We're going to take a break. And when we come back here on the program, we're going to talk about what the Patriots did yesterday. And if it matters over the next 2 weeks. We had the discussion. You can check it out on YouTube in regards to Chris Hogan. And, well, maybe there's a little bit more concern with the injury with Chris Hogan, because Patriots made a move yesterday. And I got to ask these guys if it matters for fantasy purposes. Over this hour, we're going to take your calls as well at 844-843-6879. And we'll try to help you out. Roto Experts continue talking about Kenny Britt when we come back. Roto Experts, Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And we saw Patriots yesterday, Corey, signing Kenny Britt, not for 1 year, for 2 years. They're going to get him a small look this year and then have him really for all of next year potentially. So he goes from a team that hasn't won a game to a team that's going to the playoffs once again and are the defending Super Bowl champions. For our purposes, is there any reason to look at Kenny Britt?
I wouldn't touch Kenny Britt right now. These last 2 weeks of the season, I think that's a wasted exercise right there. You never know what you're going to get. God forbid you think about putting him in your lineup. But I guarantee you, in the playoffs, Kenny Britt is going to be a thing in the NFL playoffs. Yes, he will.
Kenny Britt is a talented
wide receiver. Kenny Britt is 29 years old.
He is talented.
He can still
it's like
play.
The perfect reclamation project for the Patriots. It's a very Patriot move. You're not picking him up for fantasy this week or next week, but I agree with Corey. You could see something in the playoffs. If he's a motive, I hate to use that word. I don't want to disparage people, but what happened in Cleveland, maybe it was just Cleveland, but it seems like Kenny Britt is the kind of guy that needs to be motivated. I'll say it.
He probably want to play for a winner.
Yeah. Easily distracted.
Mm-hmm. So this kind of reminds me, the Kenny Britt signing reminds me of Michael Floyd last year, where he went to the Patriots for the end of the season. Didn't really make an impact. Like, this is kind of intriguing. And then somebody went down, you're like, oh, is Michael Floyd going to be a thing? And he wasn't. That's why I kind of look at Kenny Britt as.
Kenny Britt's a better player than Michael Floyd.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, I agree. How about this, though? I mean, would you be shocked if Kenny Britt had like a Chris Hogan-type playoff? If he gets into this, if he buys in and need be, if he gets inserted, obviously, there's going to be a need for him to get that much playing time. But if he did, I thought he was talented coming in. He needs a quarterback. I mean, with Case Keenum, pretty much, he did get 1,000 yards receiving, which was pretty amazing in a Jeff Fisher led offense.
Listen, I don't know if Kenny Britt's going to have his head on straight for his time in New England. We know that Bill Belichick likes to take shots on Rutgers guys. That's what he's doing here.
Why do you think his head's not on straight now?
I mean, it might be, but he gave up before the Browns even lost the game, right? Like, he gave up day one with Cleveland.
I don't know. You never know how that situation played out.
Okay.
You know?
All right. I just like I know he's talented, but there's a lot of guys he has to climb over, I think, in New England.
I don't know if he really has to.
You think he's going to step in as number three guy right away, like over Amendola?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so. New England's the Patriots' offense is very hard to learn, though.
Yeah.
So that can be something, too.
Well, that's why I think they signed to a two-year deal, right?
Yeah,
you get
exactly.
A little taste, and next year he could be a thing.
Well, I mean, if you look at it, say you had Hogan in the slot. Right, Hogan's your slot receiver, and you get Britt and Cooks on the outside. I think the offense is a lot more dangerous in that aspect. But I mean, of course, how quick can he learn this offense? I think it's maybe a playoff move, a 2018 type of move. So,
all right, yeah,
I don't think it has any fantasy relevance.
I agree. This isn't a fantasy relevance when it comes to Chris Hogan. When it comes to any of the Patriots pieces, it doesn't really matter.
I think it's a smart gamble, though.
Yeah, well, it's a no-risk gamble. Mm-hmm. It's a no-risk gamble for the Patriots because what does it cost them? Absolutely nothing. We saw Sean McVay yesterday says he needs to stick with Todd Gurley and the running game, which is welcome news for our fantasy owners. But it doesn't also really matter because they're getting Todd Gurley the ball anyway, Matt.
Yeah. I mean, Todd Gurley is an MVP candidate. He's basically what fuels this offense. The game against the Seahawks earlier in Los Angeles, which they lost and they should have won that game, they went away from Todd Gurley. He had that touchdown where he fumbled it into the pylon.
Yep.
I know some people hate that rule. I don't even know how I feel about that damn rule. But, I mean, it looked like right there, that was a big turning point. And then he touched the ball like only 14 times. One of the most dynamic all-around players, somebody that can win you games. You cannot be touching the ball 14 times.
They got to do a better job than that. But listen, his usage, really, for the most part, outside of that one game, has not been a problem. They're doing it differently than Andy Reid did it.
Yeah, they're doing it. They're very much doing it differently than Andy Reid did it. And doing it differently than Jeff Fisher did it also, right? Getting Gurley involved in every facet of the game. It was crazy when he literally took him out for Benny Cunningham. He's like, hey, let's get Benny the ball. That sounds like a good offense.
I think they're going to put a hurting on the Seahawks this week.
You do?
I think the Seahawks are just too banged up. If Wagner don't play, that's going to be catastrophic.
They almost won the Jacksonville one.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Jacksonville had that game. They did get the fourth quarter. What Russell Wilson has done this year in the fourth quarter,
remarkable.
That's a great.
It's almost like why does he wait till the fourth quarter to turn it on?
Because they try to establish a run game that doesn't exist.
They should not do that. Let Russell just wing it from the coin toss.
One of the best tweets I did see on Sunday was from Scott Pianowski. He said the Jacksonville defense is pitching to the score. It's a baseball term.
For sure.
Kind of that to me kind of was that game. I don't think Jacksonville really felt ever in danger of losing it, to be honest with you. I know we got close to a touchdown at the end, but
so you like the Rams this weekend?
What's the spread in that game? I got to check on the phone.
I'll look it up.
But I like them just because. Look, if Seattle was fully healthy, I would have Seattle in this game just based on their defense. But there's too many losses in that secondary. It's a shell of itself. And if they lose a guy like Wagner, I can't see them.
When you got Todd Gurley,
you got Robert Woods coming back. And even if Woods is more of just a decoy this week, Cooper Kupp can do so much damage over the middle. Sammy Watkins is getting touchdowns. And it's not like he's got Richard Sherman to deal with. Mm-hmm. So
Seattle is a 2-point favorite right now at home against the Rams. What was that look?
I'm saying that's the Rams should be the favorite in this game.
So bet on the Rams. So bet on the Rams.
Maybe
I think maybe a pick 'em. I understand Seattle. They've been a home dog like once or twice.
It was this year. So that was wild. Hey, Corey, I wanted to go to you here in regards to this game with the Rams. We talked a lot about Robert Woods and his return here this weekend. You believe he has the ability to be a wide receiver 2 potentially this week, as he was a wide receiver 1 before he got hurt. But it is his first game back in Seattle. It's a
low
end
2, a wide receiver 3, low end 2, wide receiver 3.
Okay. Who would you rather start this week, Robert Woods or Cooper Kupp?
It's a tough call right there with this one. I think I would go with Cooper Kupp. Starting players coming right back off injury is very tough.
Would you go Sammy Watkins or Robert Woods?
Robert Woods.
Okay, so what you're saying is you're ranking him this week, Kupp, Woods, Watkins.
I would agree with that. And I'm a Sammy Watkins guy. I think one of the things that the one plus on the Robert Woods injury was Watkins becoming more involved. Because I've stated all season, no matter what, if they're going to do anything in the playoffs and they're going to get far, Sammy Watkins has to be a thing. He has to come up big for them. And, you know, at some point, Goff is going to have to make that contested throw. So
there you go. Cooper Kupp over Robert Woods and Sammy Watkins this week, according to our analysts here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I got another one for you. This was kind of what we were going on yesterday with a guy like Stephon Diggs. I want to go to you, Corey. Stephon Diggs or Robbie Anderson this week?
Can you Diggs it? And I love Robbie Anderson, but this change in quarterback is a little bit frightening to me. Even though they got it going together last week, I'm going to have to make a decision by the end of this week between Robbie Anderson and Rashad Matthews.
Right.
And I'm likely going to lead Rashad Matthews. And T.Y. Hilton's probably going to be in my lineup this week, too. Go ahead and give me that 4 points.
Wait, well, why? Are you just starting T.Y. Hilton?
Huh?
Why are you starting T.Y. Hilton?
Because I kind of have to.
Or who?
Robbie Anderson.
T.Y. Hilton or Robbie Anderson?
I know the Bryce Petty numbers are going to get thrown on my face, but I'm going to say T.Y. Hilton for this fact. And the reason why I would go Diggs over Anderson. Anderson's been he had a phenomenal run. Josh McCown, broken hand. Marshawn Lattimore, more importantly. I mean, Lattimore's, he's coming back up for another week where now maybe he's fully healthy. He's been one of the best cornerbacks in the league. So you got Bryce Petty, Marcus Lattimore. It's a tall task. It really is a lot.
But you do have T.Y. Hilton against the Denver cornerbacks who played much better on Sunday.
Yeah, but I mean, T.Y. Hilton to me was one of the top receivers entering this season. And he showed you what he can do against Jacksonville. He has that ability. And like Corey said, it depends on who you have. But unless you have like three other wide receivers you're totally confident in, and maybe you have a running back flex that's higher than T.Y. Hilton, it's going to be hard not to have him in there.
Would you play Duke Johnson or T.Y. Hilton?
I would play T.Y. Hilton.
In the flex, T.Y. Hilton?
Really? Mm-hmm. I would have played Duke. I know they got the Ravens this week, but
listen, these are the calls you got to make this time of year. So.
I don't trust T.Y. Hilton.
I've been a fan of Duke Johnson. Like I said, I've had him in the Staten Island League and stuff, but I'm going to go with T.Y. Hilton here. I think T.Y. Hilton can get as many points as Duke this week, but T.Y. Hilton has a much, much higher ceiling. And you're going to need that in certain games. That's how you're going to win certain games. I mean, T.Y. Hilton could put up 4 points, but he has the ability to put up, close to 20.
I don't know.
Look at Crow. Crow last week had a really good week.
Awesome.
Crow's coming on.
Yeah.
So now, if Duke Johnson doesn't get that touchdown, you know.
It's brutal.
Needs to get that touchdown.
It's brutal. It's a brutal week. I don't know, man. He's 2 for 23. He's 2 for 15. 2 for 20s for T.Y. Hilton.
The blow-up is coming.
Against Denver?
It's T.Y. Hilton.
Take a break. We'll answer your telephone calls when we come back. It's the Roto Experts Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
Sports Radio Network. Corey Parson, Matt Modica, Greg Sussman hanging out with you here. 844-843-6879. We'll bring you guys into the program as well. Answer whatever questions you may have for us. And, you know, we put this together for you. So I had another question I wanted to ask you guys, and that came to two of the hot wide receivers right now, Marquise Goodwin and Dede Westbrook. You got to choose one of those guys. Which way are you leaning?
I'm going with Goodwin. I think Goodwin, the rapport that he's developing with Jimmy G is just too much to pass up right now. I'm going to go Goodwin.
Matt?
I'm going to go Goodwin. I mean, look, okay. Westbrook is coming on. He's seen a lot of the target share, targets and stuff like that. He has the Texans this week. But Goodwin is the number one guy in San Francisco. I'm always going to go with the number one. Goodwin's always, I mean, look, he's speed. He tried out for the Olympics and all that. He just never really had any hands in Buffalo. I mean, there were times he was wide open. He just couldn't catch the ball. And now he's got Jimmy G. Sorry.
And now he's got Jimmy G just like that. How about that?
It's just, they're a thing.
All right. So I want to talk about your size of the grapefruits that you have this week. Because it takes cojones to win a fantasy football championship. You have to make bold decisions.
Yes.
Some of them are much harder than others.
Mm-hmm. Well, wouldn't you say T.Y. Hilton's a bold
decision? So I think T.Y. Hilton is absolutely a bold decision. Having the cojones to start him against Denver this week, yeah, when, after what he's given you for most of this year. That's picks cojones. In the semifinals this week, Corey Parson, do you have the cojones to bench Mike Evans?
Wow. I want to see some more about what's going on down there in Tampa. Things don't look right now. Like I've been saying this week, I think Jameis is scared to turn the football over. So I think that's why you're seeing him force the ball on Mike Evans less. I don't think Mike Evans just goes out of this season with a whimper like a dog. So I think I'm putting Mike Evans in my lineup. It's too difficult for me to sit Mike
According
Evans.
To Jake Seeley, RotoExperts.com, Mike Evans is not listed as an RB, as a wide receiver one. He is not listed as a wide receiver two. Mike Evans is currently listed as wide receiver number 26 in PPR leagues. That does not make him a
Who's
must
24?
Start. 24 is Sterling Shepard.
I would start Mike Evans over Sterling.
I would start Mike Evans over Sterling.
23 is Jordy Nelson.
I would start him over Jordy Nelson.
22 is Brandon Cooks.
I don't know why Brandon Cooks is so low, but I would start Brandon Cooks over Mike
20
Evans.
20 is Jamison Crowder.
I would start Mike Evans over. So, that's a close call there, but I would likely.
So you're not going to bench Mike Evans?
More than likely, I'm not benching Mike Evans.
I would have a hard time benching Mike Evans. I know, look, I tweeted out yesterday, last 2 weeks, total, 9.8 in a PPR. He didn't even get
total.
10. But you know what? If you're going to win, you're going to probably most likely win with Mike Evans. So Mike Evans is a damn good receiver. He's, you know, big, physical. I think Jameis is going to have to go to him this week. You can't keep going away. I know people are going to say, well, they really didn't even have Slay on him. Slay went on, you know, Jackson and stuff like that. I'm pretty much playing Mike Evans. It's really,
I think it's Jameis is scared to turn the football over, and I think Jameis is not forcing it to him like he was last year. That's what I really think it is.
Is O.J. Howard going to score Monday?
I can't answer that question, Greg.
He's a whole
you're hoping for like Howard. He keeps getting these 50-yard games.
That's all I'm hoping for.
You know, possible handful of receptions. And a touchdown, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, but that's more of
when he gets the ball in his hands, he's very dangerous.
He's very dangerous. It's just continuing that improvement. Okay. Do you have the cojones, Matt Modica, to bench the Eagle wide receivers without Carson Wentz?
I'm probably going to be playing Nelson Aguilar.
Okay.
What's his name?
Alshon Jeffrey.
He's gotten too many touchdowns. Okay. I know Wentz isn't there. Nick Foles knows this offense. He is going to be a red zone target. They get in there. The tight end, we saw last week how Wentz loved the tight end. They have three touchdowns from the tight end position.
Trey Burton, Brent Celek.
I don't think the tight end is going away neither.
We don't know, though, by the way, that Zach Ertz will be cleared. We assume he will be cleared, but we don't know that for sure. But
yeah, I mean, if Trey Burton's going to start again this week, I'm still going to start him because the tight end is a part of the offense. It's not like, you know, Foles is going to come in and drastically change. He's following this offense. It's not like, you know, he's Jim Kelly calling the K-gun offense, putting the plays in himself.
They'll dumb it down some, too.
Yeah, but Aguilar is going to be that guy. That's the question you're going to have. Who, Aguilar versus who? Aguilar's become, you know, touchdown dependent. I have nothing but love for Mr. Nelson Aguilar. He helped me secure my solo primetime best record and most points. So nothing but love for him, but he's more of the question mark for me. Jeffrey, the tight end, are in.
All right, so you're starting Zach Ertz. If he doesn't play, you're starting Trey Burton, you're saying. You're starting Alshon Jeffrey. Nelson Aguilar becomes the question. If you look at Jake Seeley's rankings this week, Nelson Aguilar currently is wide receiver 35, I believe. So he's barely in the wide receiver 36, excuse me. He's wide receiver 36. He's just inside here. Are you starting, do you have the cojones to bench the wide receivers in Philly this week?
Yeah, I have the balls to bench them. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I don't think that it's a situation where Alshon Jeffrey goes in my lineup. Obviously, Zach Ertz goes in my lineup. Nelson Aguilar, maybe I'm biased. I've never been like the big Nelson Aguilar guy.
Right.
I could see, you know, situations where you could put Nelson Aguilar on your bench if you've been depending on him, depending on what your options are.
So you can see yourself benching Aguilar. Okay.
I would start Robert Woods over Nelson Aguilar this week. I know Woods is coming back in his first game, but I would take that shot against Seattle. You know, that's the way I see it.
Okay. We'll continue this in a moment, but I want to talk to you. 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Let's start with Sean in PA. What's up, Sean?
What up, Sean? Sean, this is the part where you talk.
All right, we don't have Sean. Let's try Dan in Virginia then. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Dan? How's everything going this morning?
Just fine, man. I just need a quick question answered. I need a running back. I can either get Jamal Williams or I can get Alex Smith.
Alex Collins, you mean?
Alex, yeah.
It's Alex Collins for me this week. I know Jamal Williams is beloved by all now, but if you're watching the way Alex Collins is running, how he's even catching passes, and he's got Cleveland. Aaron Rodgers is coming back. They're playing Carolina. To me, it's Alex Collins.
I got
to
go Alex Collins also. Greg, sweep it.
I'll sweep it with Alex Collins, but I do want to ask you guys, how does Aaron Rodgers being back affect Jamal Williams?
I don't really think it has that much of an effect. Obviously, that team is going to still try to rely on Aaron Rodgers in the passing game. I don't think they bring him back if he can't go right back to kind of, you know, a semblance of what he was. But I do think that opens it up for Williams a little bit, gives him some better looks. You could have some more goal line opportunities, even though those normally go to Jordy Nelson when you get down in the green zone with Aaron Rodgers in there. But Williams been playing too well right now on the bench.
Yeah, I just think maybe the touchdown might, you know, unless they're on the one, it's probably going to go to Jordy Nelson, yeah. Devontae Adams. I think they're going to have the upper hand of scoring.
I think it's going to be a big difference, to be honest with you, with Jamal Williams.
Big enough to sit.
But also, look at the competition he's facing this week. It's, you know, are they still the best run defense? I know they were the best run defense. They're one of the better run defenses
correct.
In the league, if not the best.
Listen, so, when you say better enough to sit,
this week, I'm
Carolina, better enough to
they're
sit.
They're in the top five, maybe in the top three.
It depends on who my other options are. Alex Collins is one of those options where we're going to play over Jamal Williams. But I think the question is fair.
Let me ask you this question.
With Brett Hundley as the quarterback, they wanted to run the ball. With Aaron Rodgers as the quarterback, they don't want to run the ball.
Wait, what did Jamal Williams just do against Cleveland?
Caught touchdown.
Guess who has Cleveland?
Baltimore.
Alex Collins.
Mm-hmm.
So I
agree.
For me, it's not even close.
Yeah, really. I'm with you there. Let's go to Scott in New Jersey. What's up, Scott?
What up, Scott?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Scott. What's happening?
I have two quick questions, if you don't mind. Big dilemmas. In a PPR, I got the last flex spot, and I'm torn between Doxson and Rod Smith in a possibly juicy matchup with Oakland. PPR.
I'm thinking, boy, I tell you what, Doxson going to have a shot at the touchdown like he does every week, but I'm going Rod Smith.
I'm going Rod Smith in here for what? Because, look, Doxson is probably going to have two or three receptions,
yep.
And you're hoping one of them is a touchdown. Rod Smith can maybe get a handful of receptions, get some running, and against Oakland's defense, maybe he takes one of these to the house, a la the Giants.
I'll sweep it again, gentlemen. I'll go with Rod Smith here. The Josh Doxson thing, I think the Washington's falling apart here. The offensive line's just not good enough.
They quit.
And, you know, this team is kind of living in the finish line, so we'll go with Rod Smith. What was your other question?
Basically, in a non-PPR, I got five wide receivers, and I could start four, and it's wide receiver tight end. Assuming Ertz plays, Ertz, Davante Adams, Cooks, Schuster, and Marquise Lee, one of them has to sit.
Schuster
they
sits
all seem
me.
Viable.
Cool. Really?
Say that again.
Ertz, Adams, Marquise Lee, Smith-Schuster, and who's the last one?
Cooks.
Brandon Cooks. Yeah, so to me, listen, if Ertz plays, you're immediately starting Ertz, you're starting Adams, you're starting Brandon Cooks, and you're starting Marquise Lee. This is easy. You're benching Juju.
I think so.
It's an easy one. So there you go. Just like that.
Yeah, it's basically all number one wide receivers and then number two.
Number three on the pecking order
on that team.
All right, we got about a minute remaining. We'll continue taking your calls after the break. 844-843-6879. Do you have the cojones? Corey Parson, with a minute remaining. Do you have the cojones to start Eric Ebron this week?
No, hell no. I'm
11 targets last week, 10
I've
receptions.
Done some of it all in my life. You feel what I'm saying? I ain't scared of nothing, but I'm not putting that joke in my lineup in week 15. I'm scared of that.
I'm scared to do it, but I might play him.
So considering you do. My options. You have the cojones to do it.
Consider, you know, what options do I have, but,
Your option could be O.J. Howard. That's an option I know you do have. Would you rather start O.J. Howard or Eric Ebron?
I might lean Ebron here. I don't know. That's a coin toss.
Ebron or O.J. Howard?
O.J.
O.J. All right. We'll take a break. Like I said, you answer your calls. We'll find out how big the cojones are at this table and how big your cojones are as we continue on right after this.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
With you, Roto Experts, hanging out here midweek and ready. This time tomorrow, those goosebumps will feel a little heavy in that stomach, especially if you start T.Y. Hilton.
Especially if I'm starting T.Y. Hilton tomorrow. It's going to be much more than goosebumps.
Friday might be a great day or a bad day for you.
Well, I'm starting T.Y. though. It's a total points type situation,
okay.
So he's not going to be able to kill me in a head-to-head. I'll be honest, I would be sweating if it was a head-to-head.
I kind of like that, though, in the overall points kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because you need somebody like that can blow up.
Yeah.
And not a lot of people are going to have him in as well.
Exactly. So not a lot
that's
of people.
That's the other case.
And then I have Aaron Rodgers too, so I'm like, all right, so let me try to pull ahead into the top spot. The big dog.
The Aaron Rodgers thing. Look, I'm starting Aaron Rodgers if I own him.
Yeah.
Unless I have like Ben Roethlisberger. I'm no way I'm benching Ben right now. Ben is way.
That's something that we're going to get into in the frenzy. How many quarterbacks would you actually start over Aaron Rodgers this week?
What if Rodgers, like, you know, just has an all right game? It's his first game back, and, you know, it's Carolina and stuff. What if he throws like one touchdown?
See, here's the thing about it. Carolina in the playoff hunt. The Packers trying to stay in the playoff hunt. Beating Carolina would help Green Bay significantly. Aaron Rodgers is going to let it rip.
You have to think that. I mean, I'm all in with starting Rodgers. I would tell everybody if you held him, you got to play him.
Yep.
Just, you know, there is always that.
Well, it's apprehension. You know, feel what I'm saying? Because there's nothing that we can really do about this. But besides put him out there, once they're out there, it's out of our hands. Unless somebody that's playing fantasy football this time of year actually plays fantasy football.
But there's no way.
Who plays NFL football?
844-843-6879. Let's go out to Daniel in Brooklyn. What's happening, Daniel?
Daniel, what up?
What's up, guys? The fantasy expert. Oh, my God. I'm finally on the show. Guys, I watch you every morning. You guys led me to two playoffs. I'm very excited to go into this week. I'm actually going to split the pot with one of the guys there in first place this week in the Super Bowl. But the other one, I'm going to head right into it. So, well, you know what? I don't know, because I picked up Aaron Rodgers off that waiver and Williams. So my partner was like, listen, we'll split the pot. We just got Aaron Rodgers off the waivers and Williams. I mean, we got a pretty solid team. The other guy has Todd Gurley and a few other players. But listen, if I'm going to win something, might as well split it. The guy has a big team. Anyway, so let me go into – I don't want to take up too much of your time. But, again, I just want to thank you guys for all your expertise. I have this weekend – it's a two-quarterback PPR. Roethlisberger and Goff, which I'm very happy about. Ingram and Bell is my running backs. But then I have a little problem. Hill, Bryant, and Allen are my receivers. I'm thinking about either Watkins, Benjamin, and Hilton on my bench. And I have Murray as my flex.
Hilton.
Hilton for
which,
who?
Which Murray do you have? Latavius Murray?
Hilton for the flex.
Instead of DeMarco Hilton Murray or Latavius Murray?
No, I'm sorry. DeMarco Murray.
I would go, would you go Hilton or DeMarco Murray?
Wow. Head-to-head.
PPR.
He already has Big Ben, Goff, Ingram.
Bell. Keenan Allen.
Yeah, I'm playing T.Y. Hilton and really try to just knock it out the park.
I'm gonna lean T.Y. Hilton here. It's interesting, but I'm going to lean Hilton.
Against Denver, this is so hard for me. Who do the Titans play?
San Francisco.
Oh, I gotta go with DeMarco Murray. I gotta go with DeMarco Murray over T.Y. this
What's
week.
DeMarco Murray workload gonna be?
I don't know.
There you go.
What's T.Y. Hilton's gonna do?
He'll be out there. He'll play 100% of the snaps.
He's home, so if you want to go with the home road splits.
Oh, that game was at home, too,
right?
At
home against Denver.
Yeah,
Thursday night.
Thursday night. Thursday night is tough, but, you know, you got the rest of the week to recover.
I'm going with DeMarco. These guys are going T.Y. Hilton.
It's not an enviable position. Let's put it that way.
It's not an enviable position. No. 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879. Corey, you wanted to talk about it, so let's kind of get into it here.
Splitting the pot. I don't have a problem with it. I'm willing to do it. But if I'm a commissioner, do I have a problem with it? Like, the pot should go to the champion. How do you get down to week 16 and say, okay, well, listen, two of us, we'll go ahead and split it. Does that kind of redeem the champion as, like, null and void?
Hey, look, I'm pro splitting it in the championship. I believe, look, we'll play for bragging rights. Let's bank the money. I'm always about banking the money.
Right. Yeah.
Give me the money, bank it. You know, I mean, and in a lot of leagues, there's a big disparity between first and second.
Yeah, it is.
So, you know, if you can just meet in the middle, I'm walking away, I have a shot. Look, you still want to be the champion. You still want to win.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
handicap it first, though?
What?
Do you handicap it first? Or do you just say, you know what, even split, if anything can happen, yeah.
I've had, like, in Yahoo leagues where they say you're a 14-point favorite and stuff.
Yeah.
And I've lost. I did that a couple of years back in my Yahoo League. I was favored by like two touchdowns.
Yeah.
But I asked my friend, I'm like, you want to split it and we'll just play for bragging rights? He agreed and he wound up whooping me. So I was like, you know what? I got the money. I still would have liked to have been the champion, get that trophy in the Yahoo,
in the case
up there. But I got the money, so that's always going to be the most important thing to me.
I'm pro splitting also. Maybe it's just being conservative with money or whatever. But listen, you, there's X amount in that pot. However much you play for is obviously an important amount to you. To me, it's just, when we have done it, when I've done splits in the past, let's say, just use a round number, let's say there's $1,000 in the pot, right?
Yeah.
I don't think we would do it, in my experience is, we would split it in the finals 500-500.
Yeah.
We would do it a like maybe 60-40 type
Why?
Thing. So the champion gets a little bit extra.
Oh, so, but y'all would still play it out and let the champion get a little bit extra. Well,
of course, we play it out, the champion goes 60-40. So the champion.
Well, my thing is, do it. I'm doing it. We splitting it before the week starts.
No, I'm saying we come to that. So there's an agreement that's set right now in the league. We use $1,000 again, right? Let's say there's $1,000 in the pot. The buy-in is 100 is doesn't make sense, but $100 per person, say 10 team league, whatever. We would do it that second place gets their money back at $100.
Yeah.
Previously stated, second place gets their money back at $100. The winner takes home $900. Yeah. What we would do is say, all right, let's change it for us. The winner will take the winner will take $600.
Yeah.
Loser will take $400.
See, by that point, if I win, I want all the money. So we gotta do it beforehand.
But it's basically a split. It's basically a split.
I would be fine banking the $500 each. Yeah. I mean, you know, look. 600 to 500. Give me the 500.
Would you wait?
I'd rather have 500 than 400. Put it that.
Would you rather? Would you? I would rather have it. I don't want to know who the winner is at this point. The winner doesn't matter. Well, it does matter. But I'm still saying, like,
well,
why not just put it down the middle instead of giving the actual champion a little bit more of a percentage?
I'm more for just
split
champion. It down the middle.
Split it down
a lot of people do
then
do
why not, yeah, if you do it that way, then why not just go ahead and play week 16 you, out and then win all the money?
We're playing week 16 out no matter what. I'm always playing week 16 out because I want the championship.
I feel you can do it that way, but I've never done it that way before.
We have always done it that way.
Really?
Always. We've never done it as a 50-50 split. Ever.
Okay. Only because whatever works for you.
Yeah, you know, of course. And the same to you because, listen, everybody wants a little money. That's why, like, we're in this for the money, and I get that, but you're also winning to win a championship. The money's extremely important. And the reason we do it is because you want something. You want to guarantee yourself something. So in a league where there's $1,000 on the line, let's just say, you know, you want to bank a good chunk of that. And whether it's 400, 500, whatever, I've always thought that the champion who wins, you know, deserves a little extra.
Yeah, it's like that saying, for the love of the game. Like, I just play for the love of the game.
Yeah, right.
Pro athletes play for the love of the game.
Yeah,
and they get paid
money.
Handsomely.
Yeah.
So, you know, money makes the world go around.
Absolutely. 844-843-6879. Love to hear your thoughts on splitting the pot. Give us a call, like I said, 844-843-6879. Do you have the cojones this week, Corey Parson? Start Tyrell Williams in a tasty matchup against the Chiefs.
No.
He went off last week.
And can Travis Benjamin can go off this week?
Matt?
I don't see myself starting him. I could maybe see the case as a flex option because he has gotten more into this, back into this offense again. But I'm hoping I have better options. You know, unless my team is really hurt by the injury bug right now and I couldn't pick up players, you know, with the rosters froze. You know, otherwise it's more of a crapshoot.
Right, and you said no to Tyrell Williams there. I know we were talking about the BFFs a little bit, that they could be interested in potentially starting Tyrell Williams, depending on who your other options are. Like, are you starting Tyrell Williams or are you starting T.Y. Hilton?
T.Y. Hilton.
The matchup is a lot better for Tyrell Williams.
I got a, by the way, talking about
Hilton's
best friends
better
forever,
than Tyrell
I got a direct
Williams.
Message yesterday saying that I was floored by Frank Stanford.
Yes.
He was one of those.
I
assumed that's what happened.
Whenever anybody gets a DM from myself or Frank, I can assure you it was not from us.
Yeah.
I'd like to make that very clear.
Nice. I love it. I love that juvenileness.
I feel like you do. You really do enjoy
it. That is funny.
It's funny when it's not said. Oh, man, I haven't even talked to Frank about that yet. I feel bad. I have nothing to do with it. All right. Do you have the cojones, Matt Modica, to start Paul Richardson this week?
It's another guy. I'm hoping I have better options. It's a guy that can get into the end zone, maybe put up to 10 points if he doesn't score. But, look, the fact that he got Russell Wilson makes him more appealing. You have Russell Wilson, there's always a shot. But I'm going to hope that I have better options.
Paul Richardson, Tyler Lockett, Doug Baldwin all scored touchdowns last week against the Jackson 5. Can you go back to Paul Richardson this week?
I don't think you can go back to Paul Richardson unless you're in the 14 or 16 team league. It's got to be extremely deep for you to go Paul Richardson in week 15.
Yeah, I agree. I can't do the Paul Richardson.
Yeah, the Paul Richardson, the other play we talked previously about.
He can
Williams.
Get a donut, Paul Richardson.
These are guys you're taking crapshoots on.
Yeah.
You know, you're rolling dice.
Speaking of crapshoots, season's on the line. Corey Parson, Can you start Kenny Stills? We said last week he can against the Patriots. He had emerged as number two wide receiver. Can you start Kenny Stills against Buffalo this week?
Yeah, I think so.
You can do that. That crap shit, you
do it. As a flex. As a flex.
You're going Kenny Stills.
As a flex in a three wide league.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I agree with Corey. It's a flex in a three wide. Problem here is, what's his name? Grant or somebody caught that touchdown.
Jakeem Grant.
That should have been the Kenny Stills touchdown. Mm-hmm. And then Jarvis Landry gets two touchdowns. So pretty much everything worked against Kenny Stills last week. Kenny Stills is like, you know, that if you're looking for that high upside kind of play.
Yeah.
Where you can see him beating this Bills secondary. Just hopefully it's not a snow game.
This week, Kenny Stills is ranked number 38 in the All-In Kids rankings, right outside that wide receiver three range.
That sounds about
saying. Yeah, I don't disagree with you guys. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll bring in Jason, the All-In Kid, because I have questions about his rankings. We'll talk about it next.
If you're playing daily fantasy basketball on DraftKings or FanDuel this NBA season, you need to sign up for Daily Roto. Built by a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. Better yet, you can save 10% off using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium to learn more about their product.
Sports Radio Network, Roto Experts. Coming up next, Fantasy Football Frenzy. Before you check that out, make sure you go over to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and donate to the five people at DKMS because they're trying to register blown marrow donors for this holiday season. We're trying to help those that have blood cancer. And for just $45, you can get somebody registered. That's all it costs. And if you want to register yourself, fantastic. If you don't, donate the $45 that they need because seriously, once every 3 minutes, an American is diagnosed with blood cancer. Please take the time out of your day to go to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and help save a life. It's extremely, extremely important that you do. With that, we bring in the all-in kid, Jake Seeley. What's happening, Jake?
What's going on, Greg?
I have some issues that I need to work through with you. I have your...
Well, why? Because we already had Kenny and Drake yesterday. That's all. I mean, worked out fine.
Kenny and Drake, we worked that out. I'm feeling good. So I'm here. I'm alive, which is why I have issues. So I opened the link this morning. I was very excited to get to work to open the link. And I did just that. And I was surprised with two names, both of which I picked up this week to one of which to block my opponent, one to potentially start. The first name was Jimmy Garoppolo. You have it number 19 in your quarterback rankings. That's significantly lower than the rest of the consensus. You have him behind a guy like Marcus Mariota. You have him behind Nick Foles. How come Jimmy Garoppolo wound up so low this week?
Because Jimmy Garoppolo is not throwing for touchdowns for one. And the second part of it is people haven't realized this and aren't paying attention to. We always talk about the Marshawn Lattimores and the Jalen Ramseys, AJ Bouye, blah, 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 blah. Logan Ryan is starting to play on that level. And for the fact that we've got the yards with no touchdowns, there's one touchdown from Jimmy Garoppolo. I just don't think he's that much. I like what he's doing. It's also, you look at the weapons too. I don't know that it's that much of a say that like, oh, Jimmy's going to go out there and throw 300 and two touchdowns.
Jake does also have a past of hating Italians as well, so.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know, I hate him. I'm just using it, just kind of using the eye test and not the math here. And Jimmy Garoppolo moves his offense, and he looks better, and they've been successful. Yes, you're absolutely right. He hasn't been able to get in the end zone, but throw for 330 last week, I know that opened up some eyes.
Wasn't facing Logan Ryan on Marquise Goodwin. Was he going to throw it to after that? Trent Taylor did nothing last week. I get everything you're saying. It's just I don't think people are giving Logan Ryan enough credit where Marquise Goodwin could be kept in check. And if Marquise Goodwin is kept in check, there's not much left here for him to get to 300 passing.
So, Jake, do you think so you got Hyde here in the PPR number 7. So with that theory, do you think Hyde gets more receptions this week?
Yeah, I think he'd get a little bit of a check down to Carlos Hyde. I would like Trent Taylor a little bit more, but again, I don't know why he disappeared last week. But Carlos Hyde's been seeing receptions for most weeks when they're also behind, and I think this is a game where, as much as Marcus Mariota's been playing like trash, is they still have enough weapons on that offense where I think that Rishard Matthews bounces back this week enough, and you still have the running backs back there where you're going to set to see that Carlos Hyde gets a little bit more involved.
All right, Carlos Hyde, who has definitely seen his targets decrease since Jimmy Garoppolo was installed as a starting quarterback. Should have had a touchdown. Just missed it off those fingertips for Carlos Hyde this past weekend. The other thing that I noticed in your rankings was at the tight end position. Well, you have my guy, O.J. Howard, barely inside the top 30. Same with Trey Burton, assuming, I guess, that Zach Ertz plays. But O.J. Howard is number 29 here this week against Atlanta. Three of his last four games, he's had 50 yards receiving. He's had a couple of touchdowns. He's outplaying Cameron Brate, outsnapping Cameron Brate as well. Why O.J. Howard so low this week, Jake?
It just comes down to projections. I still think it's Cameron Brate. I know last week was completely like out the window, but I still think if you look at when you get to the red zone, it's Cameron Brate, and it comes down to touchdown projections. When it comes down to tight ends, I mean, you're looking at separating these guys from anywhere from as soon as you get to Greg Olsen, who's banged up, all the way down to O.J. Howard. You're talking about 30 yards receiving, 40 yards receiving. And then it comes down to like 0.2, 0.3, 0.4 for a touchdown. So if you actually go down all the way to the projections, the gap is not big at all.
And that's a really good point.
Nano projections.
That's a really good point. Don't just read the rankings. Scroll down. He wastes a lot of time on these projections. Make sure you check them out. Jake, we'll talk about this and so much more over the next 2 hours here with Corey Parson and with Matt Modica on the Fantasy Football Frenzy. My name is Greg Sussman. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow on the Roto Experts. Bye-bye.